We have found Joe Montana. He is a four-time Super Bowl champ, a three-time Super Bowl MVP, an eight-time Pro Bowl selection, a member of the 1980s All-Decade Team, a member of the NFL's 75th Anniversary Team, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Today he appears courtesy of the Fan-Controlled Football League, or the FCFL. My guest is Joe Montana. Joe, it's good to have you on. How are you, Joe?
Hey, good, Roy. How you doing?
Good, good. How about you, Joe? How are things?
They're good. I've been checking you out, listening to your talk about your Peloton workouts and how you like that thing. We got one of those.
I love that thing, Joe. You about that life? What do you think about Peloton? I love it.
I'm on the easy side. If you're hitting 45 minutes, you're a beast like my wife. She kills it on that machine every day.
Joe,
I just go for a cruise.
Dude, that's amazing. You even know my routine. So the wife does 40. Does the wife do 45? What do you do? Are you like a 30-minute guy or
no,
what?
She goes up and down depending on her time. She's got stamina like you've never seen before, so she could go hour if she wanted. She usually is 30, 40, 45 minutes.
She's hardcore. I love it. I appreciate that, Joe. Thanks for saying so. Listen, you've been active, Joe, in venture capital. I want to start right there. In venture capital for quite some time. I want to talk to you about your investment in the FCFL in a moment. But what about investing? When did you first get involved in investing?
Well, when I first retired, Ronnie Lott and Harris Barton and I got involved, and we started a fund of funds in top-tier venture firms. Like we basically leveraged our friendships to get into the places like Sequoia Capital, Kleiner Perkins, Excel, all the top-tier funds. And then those guys helped us get into top leverage buyout funds, top-tier hedge and top-tier real estate funds. And I backed away when the boys started playing sports. We had about $900 million under management. And as my older son graduated from college, reconnected with a good friend, Ron Conway, from SB Angel, who started taking Nathaniel and I to this incubator out here called Y Combinator. We did a couple little investments here and there together, and Ron talked and starting a fund, and off we went. We're raising a second fund, and we're just having a lot of fun with it. A lot of work, but I've got a bunch of good partners. But it's fun seeing all the new technology. It's a lot of interesting to see where the world's headed.
You bet. We're talking to Joe Montana. One more thing about that. What's the biggest challenge that you've encountered in venture capital, Joe? For instance, is it the investments themselves, or maybe is it figuring out who and what you can trust?
Yeah, we invest real early. We're in the seed stage or earlier, so we put a lot of trust in three probably top areas. One, and most important, are the founders. You have to put a lot of trust in them and a lot of belief, and you look for second and third time founders, but in the beginning, you have to really believe in the people that you're investing in. And one of the other things is market size. You know, you can't have a billion-dollar company if you don't have a billion-dollar market. So we look for market size, and probably third of all is you know, what they're toting, whether it's a product or a SaaS company. It doesn't really matter what it is. We just have to believe that if something goes wrong, that those two founders or three founders, whatever it might be, can handle that pressure and be able to make a switch and try to do what's best for the company. And it's fun meeting people. We get to meet a lot of people. We see a lot of deals go by, and it's been fun. We have a couple billion-dollar valuations in our portfolio, and we're off and running.
Good. We're talking to Joe Montana. So, Joe, we're into week 14 of the NFL season, and there are five quarterbacks with more than 3,500 passing yards. When you get a chance to watch games these days, who are the quarterbacks or players that you like to watch?
Well, you know, the ones you always want to watch are probably the guys on the top. You know, I don't see Drew Brees much, but I do like to watch when he's around. Obviously, you see Tom's on a lot. I like watching Roethlisberger. Obviously, the kid in Kansas City is having a tremendous year. And Goff, he's another up-and-coming young guy that's having a tremendous year also. So I like watching the young guys, too. The new guys coming into the league. I like trying to watch Baker Mayfield and the guys in Buffalo and, the four or five guys that came out this year, just to see how they make that transition. Transition's hard. Very difficult to make.
We're talking to Joe Montana. Joe, you mentioned Tom. So Tom Brady's made it pretty clear over the years that you're in a league of your own, and he disagrees when people say that he's the best of all time. What do you make of the comparisons between you and Tom Brady, or really you and anybody?
Well, it's great to be compared to Tom. Tom's having a tremendous career, and it's going to continue for a while. And, I think it's always, I've always said this, and, I've said it to you a number of times. It's really hard to compare guys. And go back and look at, I always say this, look at Sammy Baugh and Otto Graham, and look at the things they accomplished back then. I keep forgetting which one of them. One of them won like 10 or 11 championships. And, how do you compare those guys to me, levels, those guys to Tom or anybody playing today? The game's changed. It's always changing. It's ever evolving. If you go back and look at what they did to wide receivers back when those guys played, oh, my gosh. Even right before I got in the league, the things you could do to a wideout as he comes off the ball was crazy. Now the people want to see the ball thrown, and that's a big part of the game. So they want to give the fans what they want to see, and that's why you're seeing all these numbers get put up there.
I mean, Joe, you love the game. You love the game as much as anybody, but is there any part of you that wonders, and you can't control, of course, when you play the game, but any part of you wonder what kind of numbers and how much fun you would have had with these more offensive-friendly rules that we have right now?
If I said no, I'd be lying, because as a competitor, you just want to play no matter what the game is, when it was, whether it was before me, after me, or even now. Yeah, now is a lot of fun for those guys. I mean, look, as a quarterback, you want to throw the football, and that's just it. I mean, yeah, it's fun if you have a great running back and handoff, and most teams, you got to run the ball to be able to win. But dang, as a quarterback, when you get a run play call, it's like, dang. Oh, man, like, how can I change this? Hopefully, give me a defense. I can change. I can audible out of here. But, yeah, it'd be fun. Obviously, everybody says it'd be fun to play today. Like I said, the guys before me said it'd be fun to play when I was playing. So the game is just, unfortunately, it's very physical, and it takes its toll on the guys. But it's a fun game to watch and have been a part of.
We're spending a few more moments with Joe Montana. Joe, earlier this year, you spoke at the funeral of your teammate and good friend Dwight Clark, and you told a number of stories about him, but there was one especially powerful story when he asked you if you would speak at his funeral, and as you said, you looked into his eyes and you realized that he was serious. I'm curious, what was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was tough. We came into the league together and been close friends since then. We were roommates, and it's really, the disease is just a monster to watch happen, and it happens so fast. Even with the medications that are out there to try to slow it down, it still goes way faster than you can believe. And to watch he was a big figure. He was a good-sized man, and to watch what it did to him and where he was in the end right before he passed away, it's just devastating. I mean, when he asked me that, I told him, get out of here. I mean, there's no way. We'll get through this. And he knew where it was headed. But it was a sad day. I mean, it brought tears to my eyes. And I tried to hold it back because I didn't want to have him, he already has enough to go through. He doesn't have to worry about me being upset that was going to happen. But it was really sickening to watch. My wife and I we struggled hard with it. She had a really tough time with watching him go through that too.
Joe, it is the most devastating disease. It is so debilitating and so devastating and so tough to watch. You are the chief strategic advisor for the Fan-Controlled Football League. First off, what is the FCFL?
Well, I was approached by the guy, the founders of this a while back. And if you look at their proof of concept, when they took the team in Salt Lake and in their Arena Football League, and they let the fans get involved from the outside to be a part of the team by allowing them to pick the coach, pick the players, pick the plays right before they're called. They have an opportunity to pick one of four plays. And it's almost like a game, right, to these, like a game that you would see on your laptop or your mobile device where you're earning tokens. The more tokens you have, the more weight your vote has. And you earn your way up and down. And like any other game, if you wanted, you can buy those tokens to give yourself more weight quicker and faster. But it gives the fans really a chance to be a part of something. If you look at why a lot of the viewership is up from the NFL, I think it's from the fantasy leagues. People aren't watching their teams as much as they're watching their players. And now they have a chance to not only, you know, be able to pick those players like they do normally, but they can pick their own team and they can pick the plays and they can actually affect the game and outcome and be a part of that process of calling plays. I just think it's great. It's a 1 hour game live streamed on Twitch right now. And if you look at the partners between Twitch and IMG and a couple more that are going to be named here pretty soon, you'll see it's serious and the people behind it are serious and to make this thing something that's fun. I mean, here we are again, 7-on-7. Quarterback's dream, right? It's going to be all thrown and a lot of fun.
Never met a quarterback that didn't love 7-on-7. That's the FCFL, the Fan-Controlled Football League. Joe, it's great to get caught up, and I'm glad that you're with Peloton, too. I'm going to look for you on the leaderboard. Let's get that.
I'm not going to tell you my name because I'll never be on the leaderboard. I'll be on the bottom. If you see me down on the bottom, that's probably about where I'm at.
Joe, can I tell you something really quickly? It's kind of humbling, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you think you're going fast and really people are blowing by. Wait, I thought I was doing pretty well. And then you look, I turned the leaderboard off now. I got it off the screen.
Just go to your age group, man. Just do your age group. It'll make you feel better. I do that sometimes. I just go to my age group. Joe, great to have you on, Joe. Great talking to you. Thanks
man,
so much.
Great to talk to you, man. Always fun.
You too, Joe. Always fun. Joe Montana, the GOAT, Joe Montana.